We're learning the first Siche, Chelik Yud, on Parshas Mikitz. It's a Rashi Siche, and it's one of those Siches where the Rebbe explains why Rashi didn't explain questions that other Mefarshim are discussing it. Dubar kama pa'omim, shedarke shel Rashi bepirush al ha'Torah lefarish kol dovar ha'koshe u'bilti muvun bepshuto shel mikro. Rashi explains everything that needs to be explained, whatever is not understood in Pshuto Shel Mikro, so Rashi will explain it. And whatever, if there's any questions that needs explanation in Pshat and Rashi doesn't explain it, so that is proof that, in Rashi's opinion, they are understood by pashtus that you don't need to explain anything. Or we have to find in Rashi what Rashi already said earlier, and from Rashi's words you could understand the answer to this question. There is a question when you learn the whole story in our parsha that the Mefarshim are talking about it, and Davke Rashi, who's the head of the Pashtonim, the Mefarshim that are explaining Chumash or Pipshat, so Rashi is not saying anything about it. The question is like this. Yosef ari yoda gedel ahavas ovi ve'elov, u'bemeile hevin gedel tzar ovi ve'evli olov, u'madua le'idia le'i she'idenu chai. Yosef knew how much his father loves him, so u'bemeile he understood how much pain he has, and how much he's mourning the fact that he's not there. So why didn't he inform him that he's still alive? U'tmi yezui b'negea la'azman, e'idei se'meduba v'pashon se'inu davke. The question is, Davke, even though Bichlal, the story started in Parshas Vayeshev and continues here in Parshas Miketz and in Parshas Vayir. But the question is, Davke, about the time that it's in our Parsha. Because the Parshas Vayeshev, Mesupo, Shevi, Yosef, Lemitzrayim, Umchoru, Le'eved, Vachar, Kech, Mesanu, Beveisaseya, Armuvan, Shalayhoi, Befshoriz, Shalay, Le'idia, Lo'oviv, Shuchai. When you talk in Parshas Vayeshev, so it's still Yosef is there, an Eved. He was sold as a slave for Potiphar, and then they put him in jail. So this is what we learn in Parshas Vayeshev. So at that point, for sure, he wasn't able to inform his father that he's alive. And the Rebbe brings over here in Or number 4 that the Balei HaTosfa say that kshoyo eved le rotsa le hagid le ki yeser hoye metzari vechen kshoyo beveis haseya. The Balei HaTosfos explain that he didn't want to tell him then because his situation then was so bad that he's an eved and he's in jail, so he didn't want to let his father know what's going on with him. Aval bepshuti shel mikro ein ze maspik. In pshat, the Rebbe says, that's not enough. Ki al yedei ze sheyedia lei, if he is going to tell him at least that he's alive, so even though he's still going to have some pain from the fact that he's in that kind of situation, but he's not going to mourn him, so that is not enough to explain why he didn't tell his father. And also the Rebbe adds the Rashi in Vayeshev, that Rashi says, Simen zeho yom mosur biyodim leyomus chulo muftachani she'ini reyegihinim. So Yankee Rabino had this sign that if nobody from his children is going to die while he's still alive, so that means he's not going to see Gehenna. So therefore, it's a big thing by him, the fact that Yosef is already, that he thought that Yosef is dead. So that's why the Rebbe doesn't agree that in Pshat you could say that this is the reason why he didn't tell his father, because he didn't want him to have the pain knowing what's going on with him, because when he thinks that he's dead, that is worse. So Pashas Torah Lemakir Bifnim. So that's why the Rebbe says we need to say like the Rebbe just explained in the Sicha. That it's technically possible that he didn't have a way to let him know because he's under them in jail or as a slave. So that's why he didn't have the ability to tell his father. The Rebbe just adds that it's for sure that they are not going to let him tell his father what happened because that could cause a claim to let him free because he was stolen from the Eretz Ivrim. And like Yosef says that he was stolen. So for sure, they are not interested that he should tell his father, and then this could cause this demand that they should let him free. So so that's why in Parshas Vayeshev it's understood why he didn't say anything to his father. So I'm back in the Sikhe. Omnom bizman the Parshasenu shenasa mishne lamelech v'roshus biyodi lases kichol asher yirtze eini muvon lomo yaniach esovi b'tzar v'aveilus. So but in our parsha, that he became already Mishne Lamelech, he's the second to the king, and he could do whatever he wants, so we don't understand why he would put his father in this pain and mourning, and not let him know what's going on through the groups that are going to Knan, or send a special Shliach, that he's alive. And then that's going to be Mechaya's father. And now in the Ore 5, the Rebbe says, Ubifrachi Korivu, like it says in the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach, that it's not that far from Mitzrayim to Eretz Canaan. And then it brings from a few Rishenim that say specifically how close it is, that the Rabbi Seinu Balateis will say that Mitzrayim is close to heaven. Kemalach Dalad, it takes 4 or 5 days to get from Mitzrayim to Hebron, or the Ramban says, Kishisha Yomim. But Kitzer says it's not such a big deal to find somebody going there and sending the message to his father. Then in our number 6, the Rebbe brings on the Bala Teisves that say that the reason why he didn't tell him then, because Begam Ksho Yom Melech Leyamilek, Afilu Levasif. That he thought that his pasha not going to believe him. Like we see at the end, that even his brothers, when they said it, he didn't believe. That So the Rebbe says, yeah, it's hard to believe, but eventually we see Yankiv did believe because he sent him a sign. So there was a possibility to send some kind of sign through a shliach or a shayora, a group that is going. So that's why that is not al pipshat, that's not a good beer. And then the Rebbe brings on the Ramban, Valkein lirotza lahagid leman yesef achichem velemim mahalu valu elovi kashrosi imoim bapam ashniyo. So the Ramban says that he didn't want to send it when the brothers came. He didn't want to tell them right away because he waited to all the dreams to come true, so he waited till Binyamin is going to come down. Bekitzer, so this is a view why he didn't want to say to his father, because he wanted the chalemis should happen the way they happened, the first chalem, the second chalem. So that's why he waited for that to happen, and that's why he didn't say anything. But הטעם שרשי לא התיר את סכן יש לימר, רשי דנציית דני סף על זה שענה למתח את זה רק זה שלא ידיע, אחרי שכבר בואו אלו ואיכו. This is only an answer why after the brothers came, why he didn't tell anything his father. אבל עדיין כושר, מדוע להידיע לאווי במשך שבע השונים קדם שבואו איך לא מצרים? במשך those 7 years before his brothers came to Mitzrayim, why he didn't say anything? הנה גם בנגיע לזמן זה, so אין מסתבר בפשוט של מיקרו, דייניח יסף וסווי בצער ובאבילוס כדי שיזכיימו החלמס. So, וכמי שיקשו בקדם או בחסם ספר על התרם. The Rebbe says that in Pshat it's very hard to say that Yosef would let his father suffer so much just for the purpose of his dreams should come true. That doesn't sound as a biur, like a good biur in Pshat. Like the Mefarshim already are asking on the Ramban. Well, there is a kosher also b'ma she'mesayim shomrim mekav li yishom mitzrayim ki b'reisei hatzlachos yagdeilo shom. וכל שכן אחרי ששומר חלם פרה, שנסבר אלה כי יובאו כולם שומר, וזכאים מכל חלם מייסב. So, again, this is another point that the Ramban brings, that Yosef was hoping to be there because he saw his success, and he understood that this is what's going to happen, that they're all going to come there, and all his dreams are going to come true. So again, this doesn't answer in Pshat why he would let, because of this, his father to suffer so much. And then the Rebbe brings from Me'asif, B'seifa Hashmotes L'Masech Tebrochas, somebody that gathered all kinds of Hashmotes, and he answers this question, also something the Rebbe doesn't accept it in Pshat. He says that Yosef Kosal Kedaitoch Devavadai Oviv, that for sure he thought the whole selling was because his father, he was the one who told them to do it because he showed off, and that's why he said they should sell on the Mechel Eved, that he didn't want to tell him that, hey, I did become very big here, because that's going to look like he's trying to entice him. And that's why I didn't want to say anything. Or Messiah, that Me'asif is saying, Kanal Adover Poshut, Kei Nirili Adover Poshut, that this is looks to him like a simple answer, but the Rebbe doesn't accept it. Aval Mefurish Bikro, Lech Norei Chulu, this is what Yaakov told Yosef, that he was asking him, please go see what's going on with your brothers and let me know. So it doesn't look like Bechlal from the Psukim that Yosef had a reason to think that his father is upset the way he's behaving, and that's why he told him to go and sell him. That doesn't look like Bechlal from the Pashtus of the Psukim. Okay, so Siv Beis. L'cheir oyev shor leimar, shet mi yazum meturetzes, al pi ma shepirish rashi lifnei zeh bepashtus vayeshev. הטעם שיינקב יסלבל על בני יומים רבים, חוב בית שונו, מי שפורש ממנו עד שיורד למצרים, כנגד חוב בית שונו, שלקים יינקב כיבוד אבוהים. So Rashi already said in Parshas Vayeshev, that the reason that Yaakov was mourning on his son so many days, what is this, a number of 22 years, from when he left him, till he went down to Mitzrayim and he met him again, so as he says, this number of 22 is against the 22 years that Yaakov didn't do Kibud Avraham when he left the house. And he stayed by Lavan all those years, and then on the way back, v'chulu. So maybe we could say that this could also be the reason why Yosef didn't want to inform his father that he's alive. L'chein l'sholach Yosef l'hidia l'oviv she'idenu chai kedem she'yavru chov beis shono. He didn't want to do it before the 22 years passed. Ki einish diyanke v'yitzorch liyis chov beis shono keneged chov beis shono shlekim kibud avim. Because that is the punishment that Yaakov is supposed to get for those 22 years that he didn't do kibud avim. So, l'cheire, we could say that this is the reason for Yosef's behavior. Aval iyev shal etaretz kein hanhog shel Yosef. Except that this could explain the hanhog of Yosef. Ki alev, מנין יודה יוסף של ינקב לקבל אינש חוב בייס שונה זה של הקים כיבד אבים. How does Yosef know that he's supposed to get this punishment? And the government in Tzuleimach she yoda ze, and even if you'll say he did know it, harei harei yoyochel leidi shu chai ולידיע להם מכי משווה, עד שיעברו החוב בית שונו, ויונש בפרידוסי כנגד חוב בית שונו, שפירש מיצחוק. So, let's say he knows it, yeah? And he knows that he's supposed to be punished and not see Yosef for 22 years. So he could let him know that he is alive, and he's not going to tell him where he lives, until the 22 years will pass. So he's still going to be punished, against the 22 years that he was away from Yitzchak. So that is why we cannot explain that this is the reason of Yosef. The Iker Indian Anal Einim Yashiv Klal Hanogosei Shel Yosef. This is not explaining Bichlal the Anhoge of Yosef. כי גם אם נגזר על יין כבאינש מן השומיים, על שלאינו הכיבודה ואין חוב בית שונו, הרי פשוט שאין זה ניסן רשוס לייסף להניש את אוביו, על ידי שלא ידיע שהוא חי. The main problem with this explanation is that this doesn't begin to explain what Yosef did. Because even if an יין כב was a gzeire, מן השומיים he's going to be punished, for not doing Kibbud Avayim in 22 years. So it's the Eibishter will find a way to punish him, but this is not something that allows Yosef to punish his father by not letting him know that he's alive, because he knows that Yaakov has to get punished. So he's going to be the one who's doing it. That's not Shaykh. The Rebbe brings Al Derech, what it says in Or 11. על דרך הוא יצא זה נגר סקדש, שאף של הנגזר נגזר עליו מן השומיים, מכל מוקם הר וישלוחים למוקם, והוא ננה של הבחירו הזה. דלת רב יצא זה נגר סקדש, that when a person is causing some damage, money or in his body, is doing some bad to his friend. So even though we could know for sure that if he was harmed by him, so this was already a gzeira min hashomayim that he is supposed to get this damage. But harbei shluchim lamokim, the Eibishter has all kinds of ways how to give him this punishment, and he, the one who gave him this blow, will be punished for the fact that he chose to do the bad thing, and he doesn't have any excuse to say that if you got this damage from me, he said that means that you already there was a gzeira on you min hashamayim, because the gzeira min hashamayim doesn't mean that you could be the one who chooses to accomplish that punishment. So the same over here, you can't say that Yosef will be allowed to not tell his father and let him suffer so much, because he knows that there was this gzeirim in Hashemayim on his father. And v'dugme lo zeh, ein mokim lemach shashvorim hoyu mutorim, eigam mechuyovim limkiris Yosef, b'shvir sheiskayim michal emeisov v'iskayim einu shankiv. Just like you're not going to say that it was okay for the Shvotim, or not just okay, not just they were allowed, but they were mechuyev, they had to go and sell Yosef. Why? Because they know that he had a dream. They want these dreams to come true, and they want Yaakov's punishment. So they will try to help the Eibishter by selling Yosef. For sure, this is not any excuse. So therefore, for Yosef also, this could be the reason, the excuse, why he didn't tell him. Just Torah number 9, when we say that, how did Yosef know that Yaakov has to get punishment for not doing Kibbud Av V'Em, especially, ובפרט שיודע שיצחק ורבקה שולחו איזה, פדנו ארום לקח אישם בבני זלובן. if he knows that they send him to Padan Aram to take a wife, so he doesn't, he's not supposed to know Bichlal that there was some problem over here with Kibudav. It seems fakir. He did what his parents told him. So that's why we cannot say that Yosef knew it, but even if he knew it, that's not an excuse. In hour number 10, the Rebbe is just getting into the issue. Moving Shaini calls the Shaykh Zahashakla Vetarye, Haim, Bnei Nech, Mechuyovim, Bekibud Avraim, Vahim Haido, Kozu, Nichlalas, Bekibud Avraim. There is a whole discussion, the Rebbe speaks in other places about it, if the Bnei Nech, that officially they have Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Nech, but we see that there was a few situations that they were punished even for not doing other mitzvahs that are not officially in the list of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Neach, and one of them is Kibud Avraham. So there's a whole discussion about this, and also there's a different Shakla Betarye, if letting his father know about this, is this included in the mitzvah Kibud Avraham? Because there is halachically a whole discussion sometimes when you do things for your father, if that everything is included in the mitzvah of Kibud Avraham, or maybe not. So Bekitzer, but Rebbe says this is all not negay over here. The Rebbe Cholei from Pshite, the Lehoyo Yosef Metzayas Mishehu b'Meshach Kama v'Kama Shonim u'Bifrat Tzar Godel Kaze u'Biyichud Es Oviv Yankir. So for sure, forget about if the Mechuyev in Kibud Avraham or not. But there's no question that Yosef would not go be Metzayer anybody, even not his father, for so many years and such a big pain, and especially his father Yankiv. Even if there's no official chiyuv of Kibud Avraham, we still don't. We have this question of why Yosef led him to be in that pain for so many years. So to understand this, Yuvan behagdim divrei Rashi v'parshas vayeshev hadir shem biru. There's another Rashi earlier in parshas vayeshev that demands a biru. Hatam lomo legilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leYankev sheYosef chai. Rashi wants to explain over there why didn't the Eibishter tell Yankev that Yosef is really alive. So Pirush Rashi, Rashi says, lefi shechrimu ha-shvotim v'kilelu es kol mi sheigale. The Shvatim banned and they cursed whoever is going to reveal what happened. And v'shitfu l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu imoyim. And they included also the Eibishter with them. And then Rashi goes on, u'mamshich aval Yitzchak ha'yidei ashur chai, omar heyach ha'gale v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu ein eretz al galas le. Rashi says over there that Yitzchak, even though he knew that Yosef is alive, but he didn't want to tell his son Yankev because he saw that the Eibishter doesn't want to tell him. If the Eibishter doesn't want to reveal him, so how could I do it? Yeah, that's what Rashi says in Parshas Vayeshev. V'tzorich lehovin, mi nitfas, val mi chol cherem uklol lezu. Bechlal this cherem, we say, the Shvatim made this ban, so who gets caught in that cherem? And to who does it apply to? The cherem and the ban and the curse. Ein lefarish shechrimu vekilulu es kol mi sheigale leYankev. You cannot take Rashi's words literally that mamish whoever is going to tell Yankev. So everybody is included. I know shechrim kol al kol echad veechad beilam sheigale leYankev. That this applies to anybody in the world who is going to reveal to Yankev. You can't say that because the imkene nimuvan hemshach divrei Rashi. Rashi continues. Av litzchak hayideya omar heyach hagale. Kim shachirem chol al kol echad veechad. Harigam Yitzchak bichal zeh shalei legales. Rashi, the Rebbe says, if Rashi says that Yitzchak came up with a saying that how could I do it if I see the Eibishter doesn't? If you say that mamish there is a chirem. And they were able to apply the cherem on everyone. So Yitzchak is also poshut in that cherem that he cannot reveal to Yaakov. So
You don't need him to come up with a saying, I'm not going to do it if I see the Eibishter doesn't want. It's Pashat, there is a Cherem on it. Beis Lama Utzrechu L'Shatev Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imoem Ari Kivyochol Gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Iyeh Efshar Le'Legales Mitam Zeh. Why do you need to do a special thing to be Meshatev, to include? The Eibishter is also participating in this Cherem. Yeah? What does it mean that you need to do a special shituf, yeah, to include also the Eibishter in it? If you say that the Cherem is automatically goes on everyone, so the Eibishter also cannot reveal mitzad the Cherem. And the Rebbe says in Ora 15, Ve'in leimar sha'ozein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Muchrach lekabel acherim shalei legales, that if you'll explain that mitzad the cherim itself, the Eibishter is not muchrach, he doesn't have to accept the cherim not to reveal. Yeah, so that's why the cherim itself was not enough, and that's why they needed to be meshatev the Eibishter, to make extra thing that he is also included. Because if you say that Eibishter is not muchach, so this is even when they decide that they're going to be meshatef the Eibishter, make it officially that he's included, you can still say the Eibishter is not muchach, he doesn't have to accept it. So the question will be the same. So Bekitzer, so the Rebbe is saying that you cannot say bepashtes that the cherem applied on everyone, and also Yitzchak, also the Eibishter, anybody who's going to tell Yaakov is included in the cherem. The Rebbe says you can't say that. Well, kochoch tzorich leimar da cherem chol rak al eile sheishtatfu beacherem ubekol mi sheyigale akavone lekol echad meilu hanimtzoim beisei mamod umishtatfim beacherem. So the Rebbe says, Al Kochoch, you have to say that really the ban applied only on those who took part in the Cherem. And when Rashi says, Kol Mishi Gale, doesn't mean whoever in the world who is going to reveal. It means anybody from those people that were there and participated in the time they made the Cherem, so anyone from those people who is going to reveal, he's included in the ban. And that's why they needed to be Meshatev the Eibishter, because they want him to be officially part of the Cherem, because they cannot do a Cherem on anybody in the world. It's whoever is participating. So that's what it means. Shitfa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he also should have a part in it. Aval Pizah Adayin Tzorich Lahovin, it's still, we still need to understand a few points here. Aleph, L'sheinu shel Rashi, B'hemshech Dvarov, Avol Yitzchok Omar Ha'eicha Gale, V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Reitzel Gales Lei, V'lecheire Havel Ele Meimar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mushba Shalei Legales. From the Lashon of Rashi is that Mashma, the Eibishter doesn't want to reveal. And if you'll say that he's mamish officially part of the cherem, so the Eibishter is being sworn not to reveal. It's not the Eibishter doesn't want. Umikan also base. Lama nimna Yitzchok megalas liyankev mitam shakudish bochu eini megalale. Shakudish bochu kivyochol iefshar legalis. Mikaven she shitfayse b'cherem. Aval ein zemineh klalis Yitzchok legalas liyankev kiarei lehoya mishutev b'cherem. If you'll say that it's just the cherem applies only to those who officially participated in the cherem, so then we don't understand why didn't Yitzchok reveal to Yankev, and what do you say? He saw the Eibishter is not revealing, so that's why he says, I'm also not going to reveal. But there is a reason why the Eibishter is not telling him, because they made him put him into the cherem. But Yitzchok was not Meshutev. They never included him in the cherem. So
That shouldn't stop him from telling Yaakov. Also, the Rebbe says, Gimel, another question. Cherem Zelam, what's this ban for? Are he maspik she's dabru b'neim? Shekol leila nimtzoim b'mayim et zeh leigalo liyankev. Haderzeh b'negel HaKadosh Baruch Hu leispalel ulevakesh shelo yigalo umat tzeirem b'cherem. Why isn't it enough just that whoever is there, you made what you made, so everyone will make up that whoever is here is not going to reveal to Yaakov what happened. And also about the Eibishter, you could pray and ask him. He should also not tell. So what is the need for the Cherem? Everyone were there. They all decided that this is the right thing to do. So they're also going to decide that they're not going to tell. So what's the point to now make this ban? And the Rebbe explains in Ora 18, Ve'in lehem ashal edei tefila le'yi etzlam bevado shakudosh baruch hu le'igale. He can't say that to pray and this is not enough because they're not going to be sure that the Eibishter won't tell, and that's why they wanted to include him in the Cherem. Sharigam kshishitfu ein vados HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskim l'shatif imom. If that's the point, that you're not sure, so you can be sure also when you mishatif the Eibishter in the Cherem, who says the Eibishter agrees to participate in this. So that is not enough to explain why they needed to make the Cherem. I'm just going to finish the Dalet in the Sikha, and then we'll see the others. Dalet, the Rebbe says, Limotzinu bepshuti shel mikro ubepirush Rashi. In Rashi, we don't see that Shashvotim Itiru es acherem kedim sheidiu leyankev sheyesef chai. We don't find in Pshutish Mikro or in Rashi. In Medrash there is something about it, but in Rashi there's nothing about the Shvatim being matir the cherem before they informed Yankev that he is alive. They never were matir, never annulled, they never canceled the cherem. Just they, from a certain point, they went and they told him. So the question is, you made a cherem. What's with the cherem? Okay, so let's see now if you are here. The reason R 13. Just says a little different the Rashi about how Yitzchak said Eibush doesn't tell him, so I'm not going to tell him. So in the second print of Rashi, it says Avol Yitzchak shalei hoyo shom yideya hoyo shuchai v'amar Kadosh Baruch Hu neiritzav legalis af ani leyagale. If Eibush doesn't want, I'm not going to tell. Me too. About what the Rebbe said, that you cannot explain in Rashi that it means that the ban applied to anybody in the world who's going to tell Yankev. So the Rebbe now brings in Ora 14 that it seems like that from the Bala Tesis, that they explain this Cherem in this way, that it is applying on everybody. This is what the Balatayshvus learned, but in Rashi, they have proved that you can't say it. So what do we see in the Balatayshvus? Because they say, "Bikan yesh leichiach, ki kasher hakol maskim b'dovar echot b'kech acherem, v'yesh sarvon echot imoim, she'af al pi she'im erchul le'ekones imoim b'cherem, she'gam hu b'eisei habriz b'al koche, she'ar yesef le'nichnas b'cherem, אף על פי כן לרוצה יוסף לגלס ולהידיע לאביו כי הוא חי." The Bala Tesis say that from here you can prove that when the community decides on a certain thing with the power of a ban, and there's somebody there who refuses and says, "No, I'm not going into this cherem,"
that he is also included in the covenant Bal Kochi, even though he's not interested. Just like we see that Yosef obviously was not in the Cherem, and still he didn't want to tell his father that he's alive, because even if he doesn't want, he's part of that community, so he is included in the ban. Urei gam Rabbeinu Bechai, the Rabbeinu Bechai says about why Binyamin didn't say anything, but there's a legila Binyamin, שכן הסכימו כל התשעו והקדוש ברוך הוא מצירוף עמוהם שלא יסגל הדובר ליעקב. That this is part of the Chirim, not just that they won't tell, but it shouldn't be revealed to him in any way. That's why Binyamin also could not go and say, even though he wasn't officially in the Chirim. And then the Rebbe brings from the Balatesis in Parshas Mikitz. Elo sheitilu cherem beineihem, v'gam shitfu l'Kodesh Baruch Hu, u'l'Yosef nami ishbiu sh'lei legales, en v'akosov mechiach d'chsiv, heitziu kol ish me'olai sh'lei rotzo, legales lezorim mipnei ha'shvo. The Balatesis say that they did include officially Yosef in that ban. And that's why he said, when he was about to reveal himself to the brothers, he said, take out everybody. Nobody should be here, because he didn't want to reveal in front of strangers, because there was this shvur, this cherem, that he it applied to him also. V'chein kosa bepaneach roza, that's another of the Rishenim, who says, shegam hu hoyo bichlal ha-cherem v'ha-shvur, that he was also included in that cherem. And the point is that if you would say like the Balei HaTosfos, so then the whole question that we are discussing here is bechlal not a problem, because you could say Poshet, he was also included in the cherem officially, and that's why he couldn't tell. But the Rebbe doesn't accept that this could be an this svara. You cannot say it in pshutish al mikro. The Rebbe says, "Aval bepshutish al mikro kosher leimer shebiyachad im mochamis Yosef af shero tzoras nafshe bischanenei shitfu es Yosef bichlal acherem igam ishbiu esei baal koche v'shecherem zechol af sheefshar shalidei shegala liyankiv igolenu mimitzray." Rebbe says, "You can't say that." When they sold him, and we know, like it says in Parshas Mikitz, that they saw how he's begging them, they shouldn't do this terrible thing to him to sell him. So to say that they went and they said, no, you will also be in the ban, in the shvu, and they made him swear, Bal Koche, basically, you cannot do that. I mean, if he wants to get out of this situation that they're putting him, so they could force it on him by saying, no, you cannot tell our father. If they're selling him and he thinks there's a chance that he's going to be going to be able to go out of Mitzrayim because Yaakov will find out. So you cannot take away from him that basic right to do something to get out of that situation. So that's why in Pshat it doesn't sound right to say that they did it and they were able to do it to force the cherem on him. Don't tell anyone, don't tell Yaakov what we did to you. They did to him what they did to him, but he could do whatever he is capable of doing to save himself from that situation. So obviously he can do it. They cannot take it away from him. Ve'idleimah shekol zeh poshut ad kedei kach shenira shetzoch l'rom zeh afilu l'ben chomesh. So to say that it's so simple that the chere was also on him, and it's something that Rashi doesn't even need to explain it, that the Rebbe doesn't accept it. In Pshutish HaMikro it's impossible. About the question, why did they include the Eibishter
why isn't the cherem itself, why isn't it enough? And so the Rebbe said in R 15, Vein Leimar, I know we did it before, that you can't say that this is what makes the Eibishter, that he must accept that if they wouldn't include him specifically, so then he doesn't have to accept the cherem. So the Rebbe says, even if you do include him officially, he's still not forced to accept it. So that's, you cannot explain that this is why they needed to be Meshatev Dei Bishto. In Or 17, this is this question about why did Yitzchok stop from, didn't want to reveal to Yaakov, because he saw that the Eibishter didn't reveal to Yaakov. And the Rebbe asked, what's the connection? The Eibishter was part of the Cherem, so he cannot tell Yaakov because he's Kivyochel in that Cherem, but Yitzchok is not. So the Rebbe brings from the Maskele David that answers this question like this. The Kivin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hiskim B'Cherem LeYuchal Shum Adam Lavo. There is this concept that when you make a nidui, you excommunicate someone for the Rav. So if you have a rabbi, and to him this person is now in a nidui, he's excommunicated, so this is also for the Talmud. Just like the Rav is not going to talk to him, so the Talmud also cannot talk to him, to that person, even if the nidui officially was done for the Rav and not for the Talmud. So the Maskil David says that here also, the minute that the Eibishter agreed in the Cherem, so now everybody, even somebody who is not officially in the Cherem, like Yitzchok, is automatically in it because of the Eibishter. V'zehu shamar Yitzchok, heich hagale v'akudosh baruch hu chulu, mimeile gam ani bichlal ho isur. The Maskil David says that he is included in the isur. אבל בפשוטי של מיקרו אין הכרח לימר דקים דיסקים הקדוש ברוך הוא לבקושו שם שישתתף עם מוהם חול איסור על כל אדם לגלס. עם פשוטי של מיקרו we don't have this כלל, and בפשטס if the Eibishter agreed to what they were asking him that he should participate, you can't say that this causes the Easter to apply on every person in the world that he cannot reveal. Neisaf al zeh bichlal meloshen Rashi omar heyach hagale mashma shelehoyo bichlal ho isur shelo ilegales. Rashi says that the Eibishter, that Yitzchak said, how am I going to reveal if the Eibishter doesn't? This seems that not that he was officially in the isur, he's not officially forbidden to do it. He just says, I think it's not right to do it if the Eibishter, he's not revealing, so I cannot go and do it. But it's not that he's included officially in the Issur. Okay, about the thing that doesn't say that the Shvatim canceled officially the Cherem later. So the Rebbe said that in Pshuto Shel Mikra and in Rashi, we don't find it, but now in Or 19, the Medrash does say ve'itiru es acherem, that at that point, when after Yosef revealed himself to them, so they were matir the cherem. Okay, so this is this will finish Siv Gimel, and now let's continue with Siv Dalet. Ve'ine yesh meforshim kavonas Rashi. Al derech ha-medrash tanchume, mokir pirush Rashi. Some want to explain that Rashi means similar to what the medrash tanchume says, since the medrash tanchume bichlal happens to be the mokir of this whole pirush Rashi. And over there it says like this, the Isis Shom, it says in the Medrash, Omru Nachim Beinenu, Shelayagid, Echod Mimenu Liyan Kivovinu, Omar Lehem Yehudo, Uven Eini Kan, Vein Achirem Iskayim, Elo Basar Oma Osu, Shitfu LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beisei Achirem, Shelayagid Laviyam. ואף הקדוש ברוך הוא לא יגיד מפני אחרים. The Medrash says that when they wanted to make this חרם, so Yehuda said, we have a problem. In order for a חרם to hold on, you need at least 10, and Reuven is not here, so we don't have 10. So that's why they included the Eibishter in the חרם. He shouldn't tell the... In that chayv, we shouldn't tell their father, and that's why the Eibusha also didn't tell Yaakov because of the chayv. So mevarim, those mefarshim are explaining. Sheshitfu laKadosh Baruch Hu basias v'chaleis achayv aleihem sheinim iskayim elo ba'asor ve'inini klal lazeh sheKadosh Baruch Hu leigal esadavo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leigilo mikivin sheinim meikil b'chayv shelohem. So they say like this, not that they included the Eibishter in the Cherem. The Cherem applies on them. But in order the Cherem to Bichlal be officially a Cherem that applies on them, you need 10. And for that, they needed the Eibishter to be Mashlim Pashat, the number of 10. But it's not that the Eibishter is in a Cherem that he cannot tell. So the reason why the Eibishter didn't tell, because he didn't take lightly the fact that they made a cherem. So it's a serious thing what they made. And the Eibishter also, because of that, didn't... But not that the cherem applies on him. But Pizem Mavur, that also explains Lama Shitfu LaKadosh Baruch Hu BaCherem. Umavur Gam Siyum Mishal Rashi LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Reitza Legalas Le Velei Mushba Shalei Legalas Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzme Lehoi Yomen HaNesorim BaCherem Kanal. ממש לגילו ליאנקים, רק מפני שלא ירוצו לגלס לי, ולכן גם יצחוק אומר, היח הגלה. So, according to those מפורשים, you could understand very good the end of Rashi, that Rashi uses the words that the Eibishter didn't want to reveal, not that the Eibishter is mushba, the Eibishter is, he was sworn not to reveal. And Rashi didn't say that, because the Eibishter really is not from those who are officially in the Cherem. The Cherem is not on him. So why didn't he tell Yankee? Because he didn't want. So that's why Yitzchak also said, Hey, Achagale. That's how those Mephoshim are explaining it. Omnom Yepshal Afarash came with Pashtus Pirish Rashi. In Pirish Rashi with Pashtus, you cannot say it. Why? Kineisav Alzeshev Pirish Rashi. Lenis Parish Mosa Yosuachere. Vadrabi, Mistaber Lemer Shosu Davke, Laacher Shehozer Aleim Ruven, Shehoyu Asor, Bichdejigam Olof Yochut, Dim Lav Havale Farish Birashi, Lomolegila Ruven. So, first of all, the Rebbe says, Bepashtas in Rashi, it doesn't seem like the Tanchum said that he made the Cherem then, right away before Ruven came. Bepashtas, no. They made it after Reuven came back when they were already 10. Because you want the Cherem should be on him also. Because if the Cherem wasn't on Reuven, so Rashi needs to explain. So why Takya didn't Reuven tell his father? But besides that, you can't say it in Rashi because Bepirush Rashi. Because Bepshuti Shel Mikro U Bepirush Rashi. Ein Kol Remez Shein Acherem Iskayim Elo Basoro V'Havale El Rashi Lofarshi. This thing about the Cherem that you need for that 10, we don't find it in Pshat, in Pshutish HaMikra, in Rashi. And if Rashi learns that Taka, you need 10, Rashi has to say it. Umuchach lecheir lefarish kanal. Shekavon es Rashi v'shitfu laKadosh Baruch Hu imoem. Aino shigam haKadosh Baruch Hu kivyocho neser al ydei ze. So from all this, it comes out that you have to explain, like we said earlier, that shitfu means they did include the Eibishter with them. So the Eibishter is also, the Isur is Chal also on him. So we're back to all the questions that we had before. If you would say that Takia the Cherem is Bechalal not on him, and he was just there to complete the number of 10, so then it's fine. But in Rashi, you don't see that that's the pshat, that the Eibishter was needed just for the number 10, and it seems in Rashi that he was part of the Cheirim, and that's why we need to explain all the questions. We still need an answer for the questions from before. What do we have here? Or number 21. That the Rabbeinu Bechai brings the Lashon of Rashi. Lomo le'igilo le'akadosh Baruch Hu lefish chrimu v'kilu v'shitfu l'akadosh Baruch Hu imoem. So he brings that Lashon in the name of Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Aber Pirkei Rabbi Elazar shelofaneinu in Perek Lamed Ches u'beifen nachar. So that's why the Rebbe says the way we have the Pirkei de Rav Elazar, it's something else. And who is the marker for Rashi's words is the Medrash Tanchume. Okay, 22. Avon Melosh na Medrash Shitfu LaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis Acherim Shalei Yagid La'Aviyem Lei Mashmakin. The Lashon of the Medrash is that not they needed Eibishter for to be the 10. It's this is part of including the Eibishter and the Cheirim, that this is the Cheirim that he, the Eibishter, should not tell their father. So it's not mashma like those Mefoshim, the Gurari, that wanted to take out from the Medrash and also explain it in Rashi. Okay, Sifei, v'ine b'mefoshi Rashi hikshu eid minayin la'ashvotim שהקדוש ברוך הוא מסכים לאחרים. והרי גם בסוף אדם אי אפשר לשתף בלי שיסכים לזה. ואיך שיתפו לקדוש ברוך הוא מבלי שיידו הסכמו עושה. רבי says that some of the מפורשים on Rashi are asking another question. How do the Shvotim, how do they know that the Eibishter agreed to the Cheirim? If we say that even a bosov adam, you cannot include him in a Cheirim if he doesn't agree to it, so how do they include the Eibishter without knowing his agreement? Ubi aru kamo taimim, the yodo ha-shvotim shel yirtze ha-kadosh baruch hu legales le-yanki v'shiyaskim ha-kadosh baruch hu l'achirim shalem. And the Mefarshim are trying to say a few reasons why the Shvotim knew that the Eibishter is not going to want revealed to Yankiv, and the Eibishter will agree to their chirim. What are the reasons? Aleph, b'chidei shetiskayim bris ben ha-psorim ve-yered yayinkev u'bonav le-mitzrayim. This is the Ra'om, the Mizrahi says it, that in order to the bris ben ha-psorim should be mekuyim and yayinkev and his sons should go down to Mitzrayim. So that's why the Eibishter will agree to this plan. Beis k'dei she-yonesh yayinkev neged chav beis shon o-shalekim kibudovayim. Now the reason that the Eibishter will agree to it, because Yankiv has to be punished, like we said earlier, those 22 years that he didn't do Kibud Avayim, so now he has to get punished also for 22 years. Gimel, Kedei Shaleikalil Yankiv Ezbonov V'nimtzu Yisroel Hatluim Bezarish Od Yankiv V'teilem Chas V'sholom Eneil. Another reason that if Yankiv would find out about it, so he might curse his sons. And then, basically, the Klal Yisrael, who are depending on Zari Shol Yankiv, will Chas V'Sholem be bottled in Eilam because the curse of Yankiv. So the Eibishter doesn't want it, so that's why the Eibishter will agree with them to the Cheirem, and he's not going to tell Yankiv. Aval, Neisaf al HaKushi sheyeshne b'chol pirush b'fnei atzmo. Besides the questions that there is on each pirush by itself, there is a problem with it, and Rebbe will see it soon in the Ores, in the bottom. But besides the questions on each pirush by itself, so in general, bechlal ein lefarish kein kavonas Rashi. You can't say that Rashi means that they knew that the Eibishter, because of those reasons, will agree with them, because Rashi mamshich. אבל יצחק יודע שהוא חי, אומר, היך הגלה, והקדוש ברוך הוא אין רצה לגלס לי, שהוא חי. Says Yitzchok, Rashi says that Yitzchok knew that he is alive, and therefore, but he said, how am I going to reveal what? Reveal that he is alive, if the Eibusho doesn't want to reveal him, to reveal to Yaakov that he's alive. And Rashi says, why? V'atam lo mo'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu reitza legalis. Mefurish, Rashi says it clearly. Why doesn't the Eibusho want to reveal that? Lefi shechrimu v'kilelu es kol mi sheyegale v'shitfu l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu imoyah. Because they made that cherem and the curse and whoever is going to reveal, and they included also the Eibusho. So val kochoch tzorch limer. So you have to say shacherim vaklolo cholulei rak al mi sheyegale kol parshas mechiras Yosef el gam al mi sheyegale sheyosef chai. So from this you see, if you say that Yitzchok knew that he's alive and he didn't tell him because that the Eibusho doesn't want that, we see that the Eibusho doesn't want to tell Yankiv. And Rashi says, why doesn't the Eibusho want? Because they made that cherem and they included the Eibusho with them. So that tells you that the cherem has to do not just on whoever is going to reveal the story of selling Yosef, because Yitzchok is not interested in that. Rashi is talking about Poshet revealing to him that Yosef is alive. So the time manal machirim rak shakudosh baruch hu leigal kol siburat dvorim shashvotim choru leichas ishmaelim וירידו למצרים חולו. אבל אפשר לגלס ליינקב שיוסף חי, ולא ידיע לי מקיימי, והקרס יסע עד לאחר חוב בית שונו, כאשר יהיו שני אורו, ויוסף יהיה משנה למלך, ויוכח יינקב לרד למצרים, וססקיים בריז בן הבשורים, וגם אין של יינקב חוב בית שונו, על שלקים כיבוד אביהם, ולהיו ימקל לסבונוב, כי לא מייחשת שהם מחורו. So, there was a... Those reasons that the Mefarshim are saying are just there are reasons for why the Eibishter should not reveal to Yankiv the whole story, how they sold him and they brought him down to Mitzrayim. But you could still tell Yankiv that he's alive and not tell him what's happening with him until the 22 years will pass, and then you'll have the Brisbane Absorim, they will have to go down because there's the hunger, and he's going to be punished with the 22 years, and he's not going to curse his sons. So all those reasons are not explaining why the Eibishter is not Bechlal telling Yankiv that he is alive. And you see that Rashi connects the Etzim not saying, not revealing to Yankiv that he's alive with this Cherem. So that means that the cherem is about the etzem, meaning that he's alive, and not just that the cherem is not to tell him about the story of the selling, and for this the Mefarshim give all those reasons to say why they assumed that the Eibishter will agree with him, because the issue over here is not just the story of the selling, but bichlal, the meaning that he's alive. So that's why you can't say it in Pirush Rashi, the Pirush of those Mefarshim. So we back to the question. So how do the Shvatim know that Eibishter will agree to the Cherem? Okay, now let's see the Haores. So Haore 23 about this question. How do they know that Eibishter will agree to the Cherem? So Rebbe brings from the Pirush Yafei Teir on the Medrash that he says that it was revealed to Yaakov that Yosef is alive, and even though the Shvatim made the Cherem, ואף אגב שהשבטים החרימו ושיתפו גם לקדוש ברוך הוא, מכל מקיים רוח הקדש מחויבת לקבל החרם. רוח הקדש, the Eibishter is not מחויב to accept the חרם. So that's what he says, that למעשה, it was revealed to Yaakov, but we are asking, how do the Shvatim know that the Eibishter will agree with them when we don't know that he gave his agreement. In Hora 24, there it brings that the Levush HaEiro, one of the famous Mefarshim and Rashi, says that one of them, Shechod Mehem Yorad Lamerkova, Vesholem Yasad of Ozeshim Kiru, Im Yaskim, Imoim, Voslem, Achuve, Shiyasu. He says something that is more of a God and Drush, that one of the Shvatim actually asked the question in Merkova, meaning he asked Lamailo if they should do it, if they will agree, and the answer was yes, and that's how they got the agreement. But this is clearly Aval Muvan She'enei Pshutish Al-Mikri, you can't say that. Okay, Ora 25, this is the first reason that the Eibishter would agree because we want the Bris Ben Absorim should happen. And this is the Ram, the Mizrahi says it. But Rebbe says, Aval Hu Mefarish, Mashal Kosef Rashi, V'shitfu L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imoim, Sholei Kipshutei. He explains it, not Kipshutei. Shekosav, he says like this, that the Tanchume, the Medrash Tanchume says, Pirusho yo mekubolim me'aviseyem she'asidim she'yerdu al yedei mechir ha'sechot me'ashvotim me'mitzrayim, v'kivin she'kein bevada she'legal le'akadosh baruch hu ze ha'sed. He explains that Shitfu means they knew, they had a tradition that this is how it's going to happen, that they will go down through the act of one of the Shvatim being sold to Mitzrayim, and therefore the Eibishter will not reveal that secret. But again, the Rebbe says, "Avalehu was a Pirush Rashi." This is not brought in Pirush Rashi, and also the Rebbe is asking because the Mizrachi, the Ram continues and says, "Umevi raya mizeh the kshiro shebishlichus Yisuf la'aviv noredes leMitzrayim iskayim es bogziras ben absorim gilu hased leYankev aviyam bilti shiachir." The Ram is trying to bring a raya that they had this tradition that this is how it's going to happen. So when they saw that in the shlichus of Yosef to his father come down to Mitzrayim, so this is how the gzeirah of Ben Absorim is being mekuyim. So they told the secret to the father without bichlal counseling the Cherem. So that tells you that this is what they had, this tradition that this is how it's going to happen, and now they see it's happening, so right away the whole Cherem doesn't exist b'chlal. The Rebbe says, how could you bring such a raya when the Tanchume himself, and the Tanchume is the Yisod of his Pirush, because the Tanchume is the one that talks about this tradition that they had, and in the Tanchume it says clearly that they did do an act of annulling the Cherem, v'hitirus ha-Cherem. Okay. The second reason why they thought that the Eibishter will agree with them is because Yaakov should be punished for the 22 years. This the Maharik brings it, and the Guharia brings it in the Pirush on Rashi, and also the Lavush, another Pirush on Rashi, brings it as a reason why the Eibishter agreed with the Cherem not to reveal. Omnom atam shashvotim choshvu shakodesh boruch hu yaskim kosov shom kim shoy mekubel ma'aviseyem shasidim sheyirdu al yedei mechir ha'sechot ma'ashvotim. So the Levush HaEiro makes it that the reason why the Eibishter agreed is because Yaakov has to be punished. The reason why they thought that he will agree is because they had this tradition that we said earlier, like the Ram. The reason number three was Yaakov shouldn't curse his sons. And the Rebbe says that it's hard to say it in Pirush Rashi. And now in Hora 29, the Rebbe says also, Halei mefurash berashi v'lo mole gila HaKadosh Baruch Hu lefi shechrimu v'kililu v'shitfu HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lo imita amachem. Rashi tells you clearly that there is a reason why the Eibishter did not reveal, and it's because of the Chayim, not a different reason. But the Rebbe says, okay, but some of Farshim are trying to be mitavich between the two things, the Marik and the Gurari. They answer that Chayim or Yemayil Shal Yuchal Yankev Yitzchak Levatel Hagzeira Bitfilose. That really there is a Gzeira. But where is the Chayim coming in here? Because the Chayim is the reason why they will not be able to be mevatel the Gzeira, because there is this Chayim. Okay. Or number 30, the Rebbe said that there's a question and each one of those pirushim by each pirush by itself there's a problem. So now in Or 30, the Rebbe is talking about it. What's the problem with the pirushim? So ben again, letam aleph, rei Or 25, we already discussed it. In Or 25, urei gam begurari dim kem seifchav beis shono kasherot zah kudosh bocho shiyered lanki v'lo mitzrayim. If that's the point, so when the Eibishter wanted them to go down, so you should tell them clearly, okay, this is the reason why I want you to come down, and that's what the Gurari is asking on this pirush. When you get Litama Beis. So first the Gurari is asking on the first reason, the reason that it's because the one the Bris Ben Absorim should be Mekuyim. So he's asking, so why didn't Eibishter tell him, go down for this reason? And then the Tama base that it's because of the punishment, so the Gurari says, Mimkin Koshem Aola Al Das HaShvotim Bevadahim Layodu Einish Yankiv U'maisal Kedai Toch Shiyakadosh Baruch Hu Maskim Imoyim. So he's asking Poshet, like we said earlier, why would they think that their father has to be punished? They for sure didn't know that he has to be punished, and why would they think that Eibishter will agree with them? And what the Lavush is answering, that he brings this tradition that the Rom we mentioned earlier, that they had this tradition that they will go down through the selling of one of the shvatim, and that's why they thought. So again, Rashi doesn't bring anything from that kind of svara. We don't find in Rashi, not even Beremes. Okay, and also look in the Levush Ha'era what he says about the third reason that he shouldn't curse his children. Okay, now the Rebbe said that you have to say that the Chayrim applied for whoever is going to tell Bechlal that Yosef is alive, not just whoever is going to tell the story of the Mechir of Yosef. So now in Or 31, the Rebbe says that L'Chayrim, Efshar Leimar, Be'emes, you could maybe say that Kavonas Rashi Yishachim Ovekilu Rakes Mishigala Sheimorus Yosef V'Leisa Megala Shuchai, that Be'emes maybe Rashi meant to say that the curse is only on the one who will reveal that they sold Yosef, and not on the one who is b'chlag going to reveal that he's alive. V'zeh omer shedik Rashi, aval Yitzchak ha'yedeh shur chai, omer ha'gal ha'kodesh baruch ha'yin reitzel ha'gales le. Ha'yin shemekevim shachirim, shebe'y shitfa ha'kodesh baruch ha'yorak al zeh, shalei le'gales le'yankyev shehei mechoru. ובכל זה, הנה הקדוש ברוך הוא מגל על ינקב שהוא חי, אף שבוזל ליהויו אחרם, so move on, שאין הקדוש ברוך הוא ריצה לגלס, ולכן אומר היח הגלס. The Rebbe says that maybe we would actually be medayaked from the words of Rashi, because Rashi says, יצחק knew that he's alive, and he said, how am I going to reveal if the Eibishter doesn't want? Meaning that you see that the Eibishter doesn't want by the fact that even though the Chayrim was not on that prat that he's alive. Because the Chayrim was, now the Rebbe is trying to say, let's say that the Chayrim Taker was only on whoever is going to tell that they sold him. And still we see that the Eibishter doesn't reveal to Yankee Bechlal that he's alive, even though the Chayrim wasn't on that. So that tells you that Eibishter doesn't want Bechlal to reveal. But we still need to understand why Taka Eibishter didn't want to reveal that he's alive. But for now, the Rebbe says, we understand that Yitzchak saw from this that Eibishter doesn't want, and therefore he said, how am I going to reveal if I see the Eibishter doesn't want? So this is an option to explain that Behemoth, not like the Rebbe said in the Pnim, that the Cherem is on whoever is going to tell that Yosef is alive. Maybe not. Maybe we could try to say in Rashi that the Cherem is not on that. The Cherem is just on the one who is going to tell about the story of the Mechira. But the Eibishter, for some reason, doesn't want to say Bechlal, even though this was not in the Cherem, so that was a sign for Yitzchok that Eibishter doesn't want, so he's also not going to tell to Yankim. Aval ein mistab klal, the Rebbe says, she'osu Cherem rak al zeh, she'lei legalis liyankim she'im bechoru, u'muter legalis shuchai. It's not mistab to say that Behemoth, the whole Cherem was just on not telling Yankim that they sold them, but it's okay from their point of view, it's okay to tell him that he's alive. You can't say that. Chare hey meviu liyankiv ksenes Yosef tvula bedam. Shepirusha shechayiro acholos. They were the ones who arranged this whole thing that it should be soaked with blood, his ksenes. Yeah, that Yaakov should say that a beast ate Yosef. So you see that they are interested that Yaakov should know that he's not alive. Not just that Yaakov should know that they sold him. And Mashu Tzuchulazeh, and Take, why they needed that? Sheyemer Yaakov Shechai Roa Cholosu, Ubemeile Lase Sachirim Shalai Legalis Gam Zeh Shuchai. Why did they need it, Take, to make the Cherem? Even Bechlali should know that he's alive. And therefore they arranged this whole thing that Yaakov should say that Chai Rachelos. Why did they need that? Ki mekeven she Yaakov sholach es Yosef aleh. Ve'inenu so mokim lechashad chozok she'im ha'she'im b'zechulo. V'lechin ishtadlu she'im ha'chai Rachelos. So the Rebbe says, because Yaakov sent Yosef to them and now he's gone. So this is a reason for to be very suspicious that they are the ones who are guilty. And therefore, they made an effort that it shouldn't stay like that. That, okay, we don't know where Yosef is, and that's it. They just want to hide the fact that they sold him. No, they're interested that Yaakov should say that Chai Roa Cholosu, because if not, they will be suspicious. They will be the suspects, naturally. Okay. Okay, now in Hour 32, the Rebbe says that, the Rebbe said in the Pnim that it's possible that Yaakov should know that he's alive, but he's not going to know where he is till the 22 years end, and then you're going to have the Brisbane Absorim, and also the Einish for him not the punishment for the 22 years, you'll also have that. So the Rebbe says, the Gurari is also asking this question, that for him punishing, you don't need that he should know, that he's alive. And then the Rebbe brings the Rebbe Shairo, metarets this question, mi gilolei, to him, who told the Gurari, the Lavush Ha'ira says that who said, how does the Gerari know for sure that it's enough only the punishment that he doesn't see him even though he knows that he's alive? Maybe the Eibishter wants he should be very painful, and the punishment is he should think that he's dead, because that obviously makes it more painful. So this is the question: who tells you that the punishment has to be
that it's enough just to be punished by not seeing Yosef. Maybe take this is what Eibishter wants. He should be punished for those 22 years, not to know Bichlal that he's alive. But Rebbe now says that it's not really it's not a question on the Gerari, because al pi derech hapshat move on she'eine shumido keneged mido. וכבר למדנו על דרך זה, ובפרט שכאן ציבו יצחק ורבקה להילך לשם לקחי שקנה לאור התש. רבי says, we already see it in Chumash till here, and we learned already about it, and we find it also later in Chumash, that the punishment of the Eibishter works in a way of Mido keneged Mido. And therefore, because... we know that that is the way the Eibishter punishes, so there's no reason. If he was away from his parents, but they didn't think that he's dead, so there's no reason to say that he needs to be punished dafke so harshly that he's not going to know bichlal that Yosef is alive. Especially here, that Bemis, Yitzchok, and Rivka, his parents, told him to go there and take a wife. So it's really hard to say that maybe... he needed to be punished more than that, because this punishment is enough. And also about the point that he wouldn't curse his sons if he would know that he's alive, because why would he think that they were the ones who sold him? So the Gerari says that Hor 33. If he would know that he's alive, he would know already that the Shvatim, they are the ones who sold him, because no beast ate him. The Gemara doesn't explain how would he know it. And also, let's say even he will have a chshad on them that they sold him. Like the Rebbe said earlier, that in this situation, this raises a chshad on them. But still, like the Levush HaEira says, Ha'ech yale al das shum odo, she'yachshad Hashem Yisborach, chesovinu yankev, she'meteich rugzei, machmas Yosef levadei, kalo leib chazosholom kolbono, v'shakel ha'atzoim mekulam b'yem echot. How could you say that the Eibishter was cheshed, that Yaakov avinu, because he's angry, and what he doesn't know exactly, and he's suspicious about what they did to Yosef. So what is he going to do? He's going to go and curse them and lose basically all his children. So that's not, doesn't sound right to say that that there is this kind of chshad on Yaakov Avinu. So now comes the biur, the final biur on everything. Sivova, biur b'chol anal yuvim b'hagdim t'min Yosefes. איך יתוכן שאף אחד מבני יעקב לא יסייר בתשובה על מחירוסה של יסף ויסוודה ויספר ליעקב שמוכרו את יסף ועידנו חי? Rebbe is asking another question. How is it possible that no one from the sons of Yaakov wasn't nisayir b'tshuva on the whole thing of selling Yosef, and he should come and confess and tell Yaakov that he sold Yosef and he's still alive? ובפרט שמוצינו בפרשה סינו, we see later in our parsha, שסוף סוף כולו מזכרת על זה. We see that the Taka all regretted it. ונביים רואי שלוחי, אבל השם אם אנחנו הלכינו, אשר ראינו צורס נפשי וסחנן אלינו. So they all said to each other that they are guilty for that. So how could it be that all those years no walked over to Yaakov and confessed on the whole thing? Elo, the answer is שזהיז הויסו כוונוסם בסיס אחרים. Exactly for this they made the חירים. היינו שמתחיל החוששו, right from the beginning they were afraid. של האחר זה כאשר תושו חמוסם, בוועד היסחור את מי מהם, וירצה לגלס ליינקב, ויפגע על ידי זה באשר. They were afraid that right now they're all angry, but later they're going to come down, so maybe one of them will regret the whole thing, and he's going to want to reveal to Yaakov the story that happened, and he's gonna through that hurt everyone.
היינו שאין לאחד מהם, אלו מקצוסם רשוס לגלץ את הסדר וליאנקיב. So, exactly for that, they made a ban and the curse that no one has permission to go and tell a thing to Yankiv. אבל בוודאי שאין סבור אליהם שהחרימו, שאפילו בין כולו מעצמם יחליטו לגלץ גם עוז, עושו להם לגלץ. This is sure that there's no svar to say that the cheirim was that even if they all decide on their own that they want to tell them, they still cannot tell. There's no reason to make such a cheirim. The cheirim was that no one that is going to feel suddenly regret and is going to run to Yankiv and tell the story. So that's why they made the cheirim. אבל עדיין יש חשש שאחד מהם ירובם ירצה להכריח את השאר לשמיע לכלא ולגלס ליאנקה. Even would the cheirim, they have this chashash that maybe one of them or most of them will be strong enough and dominant enough to go and force everyone, is going to make pressure on them and they should all listen to him and go and tell Yankim. Val derech pirush Rashi שאמרו echov ilu amartu lashivei hayinu shemim lecho. Like Rashi says that the brother said to Yehuda, if you would say to return them, we would listen to you. Because sometimes even one of the brothers or some of them could go and change their minds. So lochein, shitfu hakudish boruch hu imoyim b'achirim sh'osu. So that is the point of including the Eibishter in the Cheirim. What is the point? Ayinu shachlota sadovo. Im umosa yigalu liyankiv tolui b'akudish boruch. That this decision, if and when to reveal to Yankiv, this depends on the Eibishter. Ve'af kulam yachad einem rashoim legalez v'lavir al Cheirim, ki im betzirufi v'askamos yishol ha'akudish boruch. So now they added, by adding the Eibishter to the Cheirim, so that right now, even if they all decide, because maybe they were pressured by one of them, and they all decide to go and tell Yankiv, they cannot go and tell him that, unless the Eibishter will agree with them. אבל אין הכוונה שכל אולוס הקודש ברוך הוא באחרים מוכח של הגלס, but this is clear that they didn't mean, when they say they include the Eibishter in the Cheirim, it means that he is pushed part of the, one of those that he's pushed forbidden, he cannot tell. Because they don't know if the Eibishter agreed to that. So that is not the meaning of including the Eibishter. What it means is that the decision was that it's going to be up to the Eibishter. They cannot do it on their own now to back off now and go tell Yaakov Avinu. They're going to need some kind of sign that the Eibishter agrees with them to go and tell Yaakov. So, מה שהקדוש ברוך הוא לגילו, לפי שהחרימו ושיפו את הקדוש ברוך הוא, רשי said, that Eibishter himself didn't reveal, because they made a cheirim and they included the Eibishter. What does it mean? הכוונה, מכיוון שהם שיתפו לקדוש ברוך הוא, שהם להיגלו ליינקב, בלי הסכמוסי וצירוף, לכן אם יש שבחרם שעושו, לאיס כוונו שהקדוש ברוך הוא אוסור לגלס בלי הסכמוסם, ועד כביוכל נשתתף הוא עצמי מוהם שביטל החרם וגילו ידו על ינקי וידווקה בשיתוף כולו מהקדוש ברוך הוא והשוות עם יחד. The Eibishter didn't reveal to Yankiv because of the Cheirim. What does it mean? It means like this, that they included the Eibishter by deciding that they will not tell Yankee without the Haskama of the Eibishter. So the Eibishter, so even though they didn't, they couldn't, and they didn't have in mind that the Eibishter is now also, it's forbidden for the Eibishter Kivyochel to reveal without the Haskama, that's not what they meant, but the Eibishter Kivyochel also, on his part, included himself with them, that the beetle of the Cheirem and to reveal it to Yankiv is going to be only when they all agree to that. So that's why the Eibishter himself didn't go and reveal, because the Eibishter also accepted, even though that's not what they didn't put an Iser on them, but they went and included them, that they are saying we depend on him. So the Eibishter also, on his part, said, okay, and I will also kivyochel depend on them. I'm not going to go and tell it without their agreement. But Pizi Yuvan Moshe Pirish Rashi, that v'lom v'li gilol Yakudish Boru l'vishachimu v'kilulu is kol mishi igale v'shitful Yakudish Boru imoim. And then, aval Yitzchak ha'yedeya shuchai omar heyach ha'gale v'akudish Boru ein reitze l'gales li. So now we understand much better. Pshat is ki atam shel gilol Yakudish Boru l'yankev le'hoyo m'pnei shemuchach hoyo l'kayim esachirim shosu ha'shvotim elo m'pnei shel le'irotzo l'gales li v'kanal. ומזה לומד יצחק ואומר, האיך הגלה והקדוש ברוך הוא אין הרצה לגלה סלה. It's not that Eibishter was כביוכל מוכרח to do the חירם, and then we had the question, so Eibishter was מוכרח, but why should יצחק keep the secret from Yaakov? But because Eibishter was not מוכרח, so why didn't Eibishter reveal it to Yaakov? Because he didn't want, meaning he decided kivyochel on his part that he is also including himself with them, that he is not going to tell the secrets. So that means the Eibishter doesn't want, he kivyochel accepts their idea of not telling it to Yaakov, and he doesn't want to, even though he is not kivyochel mukhrech, he is able officially mitzad the rules of the cherem. He's allowed kivyochel to say it, but he decided that he doesn't want to reveal it. Meaning he accepted that the idea of the cherem, and he also kivyochel now is participating in that. That in order to for him to reveal, it depends if they all agree to it, and that means that the Eibishter didn't want to reveal it to Yaakov, and from that Yitzchak learned. If this is what Eibishter, this is how Eibishter sees it, that he doesn't want to reveal, even though he's not really included in the Cherem. So if, how could I go and tell if Eibishter doesn't want to tell? So now we get to the first question of the whole Sikha. Now we could understand the reason of Yosef. Why didn't he send message to Yaakov that he's alive? Then came she yoda shakudish bochu ain't a reitzel galas le Yaakov. Harizui hei roash Yaakov ain't a tzorich lo das adain shuchai. Vomar gam Yosef haeicha gale vakudish bochu ain't a reitzel galas le. So Yosef basically looked at it just the way Yitzchak looked at it. That if he sees that the Eibishter doesn't want to tell the Yaakov, so that means that Yaakov really doesn't need to know it right now. And Yosef also says, like Yitzchak, how am I going to tell him if the Eibishter doesn't want? So I saw some people are asking, what do you need the whole sikha? If basically the point is, just like Yitzchak didn't want to say, even though he knew that he's alive, he didn't want to say because the Eibishter doesn't say, so he doesn't want to say. So you want to say that basically this is the same reason why Yosef did it. So what's the whole arichas in the sikha? But the pshat is, we need first to explain what does it mean, the whole thing, that the Eibishter was in this cherem. Only when you understand that the point is not that the Eibishter was forbidden because he was really included in the cherem, that he's not allowed kivyochel to say it, because then the Eibishter is not allowed because he's in the cherem. But why Yitzchak and why Yosef? But the whole sikha led to this point to explain that the Eibishter was kivyochel allowed to say it, but you saw that he didn't want because they made the cherem and they said that they are depending on him. So he also accepted it on his part that he is not going to tell as long as they don't want. That means the Eibishter feels that this is now the right thing to do, that Yaakov should not know about it. And therefore, now we could say that Yosef also, even though he wasn't in the cherem, the Rebbe doesn't accept those who say that Yosef was also in the cherem. According to Pshuta Shel Mikro, it's not. But he saw that the Eibishter is not interested, that Eibishter doesn't want to tell him, so he also didn't. So also, there's another point here to explain that it's different than what we said in the beginning of the Sikha, that you can't say that because Yaakov needed to be punished, so Yosef took that achrayus kivyachol to punish him. Because this, the Rebbe clearly said that it's impossible to think like that, that Yosef is going to be the one in charge to, because he knows that the Yaakov has to get punished. Even if he knows it, it's not his responsibility. But now we say that's not, that there is some kind of punishment, and he goes and takes it, that it's my responsibility to deliver that punishment. The point is that right now we see it differently. We saw that the Eibishter has all kavanah here. The Eibishter doesn't want to reveal. So this is really not a good idea now to go and force that the Eibishter doesn't want. So that means that Yaakov right now doesn't need to know. So he doesn't chas v'sholem taking part in punishing Yaakov. The idea is the Eibishter took that cherim that they made. He took it kivyochol seriously, even though he's not mechuyev. So the Eibishter doesn't want to tell him. So Yosef, so Yitzchok and Yosef understand that it's not a good idea. They should do it on their part. 35, that the Pirkei de Rav Elazar says, Omru nachrim beineinu she'enechad meim yagid adov ol yankiv avinu, achi b'rshus kolonu. He defines that, he describes the cherem, that this is what the cherem is about, that no one could go unless everybody give them permission to do it. Now in hour 37, that they need haskama of the Eibishter. So that's al pi ziyum takloshon Rashi v'shitfu l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu imohem v'lei shitfu l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu be'acherem. Now we understand better the lashon of Rashi, that they included the Eibishter with them, not they included him, that he is also part of the cherem. They included him means the way the Rebbe is explaining over here, that they made this decision, that even if they're going to be pressured by one of the brothers, and they're all going to decide that we want to go and tell Yaakov, they need the Eibishter has come also. That means the Eibishter is included with them. Hora 38, Reitshuvas Marikshom, the Masha Shitfu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imoyim, Hoyal Sofek Sh'ula Yaskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imoyim, Kasher Huva Dovol HaMafriya, She'iskim Sh'ari Legilo L'Yankiv Avinu. So that's the same idea, that they don't know if the Eibishter will agree, but it means they included him. Al Sofek, maybe the Eibishter will agree, like we see later, that he agreed, because you see that he didn't reveal it to Yaakov Avinu. Okay, now Siv Zayin, Omnom Adayin Tzorech Lehovin. There's one last point that we need to explain here. Al Yidei Acherim Osor Yila Shvotim Leidiyo LeYaakov SheYosef Chai. V'gam Micha Omer Lohem Yosef Leidiyo LeYaakov SheHu Chai Kivin SheHakadosh Baruch Hu Inei Megale. Now that we explain that it depends on the Eibishter, so the Shvatim cannot go and tell Yaakov that he's alive. And also Yosef, how does he tell them, go and tell my father that I'm alive, if the Eibishter didn't reveal it? And that was part of the Cherem, Shitfu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imoyim, that depends on him. Ach gam zeh nizbach al pi Pirush Rashif. You remember what Rashi said earlier, so this is also answer this question, because Bepasha Seinu, al apostle Gvariah Yankiv Kiyashavu B'mitzorim Pirush Rashi. Rashi says, Ma'u Vayar, what did he see? Ro Baspaklari Shol Kedesh, Shadayin Yesh Lei Shever B'mitzrayim. V'lehoizo Nevu Amamash Lei Diyash Ezi Yisef. Rashi says that Yankiv saw that there's some hope. He saw in a vision, in a holy vision, so it wasn't Mamash and clear Nevu to tell him that this is Yosef, but Yankiv saw that there's some hope for his situation in Mitzrayim. This is the meaning that Yankiv saw ki yashavu b'mitzrayim. So v'shvotim sheyodu sheYosef hu b'mitzrayim, muvon sheyivinu sheriyezu baspaklari shel kedesh. The shvotim, they knew that he is in Mitzrayim. So when they hear from their father that he saw this vision, this nevuah, this kind of nevuah, so they understood what does it mean. Anushi meidia kudish baruch hu. This is a message that he gets from the Eibishter. Shemaschil hazman sheyachkiru vivakshu es Yosef yagidu liyankiv. This is the time they have to go and search and find him, look for him and find him and tell Yaakov. V'lachein vayirdu achi Yosef. The pasuk says the brothers of Yosef went down. Shoyim mischartem imchosad. They at this point they already regretted the whole selling. V'nosnu libam lisnaigim ebachvo. And they decided that they will now, if they will find him, they will be brotherly with him. And v'levdeise b'chol mamishiv zukalim. They will get him out with any money that they're going to be asked for, they're going to pay for him. Okay? So, and Rebbe says in Noah 40, Umasha le'idul yankiv miyad. And why didn't they say right away, when he tells them, go down, I see there's some hope there. And this is like the message from the Eibishter, that the time came. So why didn't they come and tell Yaakov right away, yeah, we know, Yosef is actually there in Mitzrayim. He wouldn't believe them. They first wanted to go and find him and make the Pidyon Shvuyim and get him out and then bring him to Yankiv. So that's why they knew that it's already the time has come, but they still have to accomplish here a few things till they're going to be able to tell it to Yankiv. When he saw the whole effort that they're making to find him, there's something is going on here. He didn't know for sure that this is really the time. And also, and the Rebbe wants to explain now that even when Yosef saw that, okay, something is happening here, he still couldn't go and send a message like the Rebbe asked in the beginning of the Sikha through a group or a Shayorah or a Shliach, because at this point he doesn't know for sure that the time has come. And also, if he's going to run and send a message before the Shvatim come and tell Yaakov, this is going to hurt the whole relationship that they have with Yaakov. So, Lochein. He told them, "Ani Yosef achichem," and v'heim she'asa sacherem. They the ones that did the chirem. So bavada yedu, they will already know. K'shirtzah Hakadosh Baruch Hu legalis liyankiv, and then v'yem liyankiv, and they will say to Yankiv already that Eid Yosef chay. Okay, so this is basically the. The teretz on the whole thing that the cherem is not like those who say that the Eibishter was really included, it was not included, but they depended, they made it that they are depending on him, and the Eibishter took it also that he doesn't want to reveal it on his part, and it's not that because he's mechuyev, but because he doesn't want. So yeah, that's why Yitzchok understood that's not a good idea, and Yosef understood it's not a good idea. And then when the brothers came down, so right now it's ready. Taka, this is the time. So he waited to see that when they feel that this is the time already. So they know that the Eibishter at this point already. He's agreeing with them to reveal the Yankiv, so they could go and tell their father now that Eid Yosef Chaim.